That clip we talked about earlier this morning, a moment at the Little League World Series, I think it was in Texas, where a kid, you know, the pitcher's doing his best. It's a big competition here. It's a big game. And the pitcher loses control of the ball, hits the kid, the batter, in the head. He goes down hard. It was bad. And the difference between the kids and the pros, I don't know where it changes along the way, but the kid makes it to first base. He's moved on to first base after getting hit in the head. He sees that the pitcher is crying, and he goes over and hugs the pitcher to let him know he's okay and it's all right. Of course, if these were the pros, they'd be charging out. Both dugouts would empty, and they'd be fake fighting, but they'd be fighting. They could learn a little something from this kid. And you'll see it. It's all over the place. You'll see it today, no doubt. Lloyd Jackson's here with a fascinating story and a heartwarming story, really. And how do you talk about a guy who spent 10 years in prison as a heartwarming story? Well, and it's even worse. He spent 10 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He sued the city. He received a settlement. And now has a nonprofit he uses to help other people. And he just did that in a very big way with a free gas giveaway. And our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson, has the details. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. You know, back in 2007, Devontae Sanford was 14 when he pled guilty to second-degree murder in the shootings of four people. Later, he said he was innocent and accepted the plea deal because he said he had bad representation from an attorney. After spending nearly 10 years in prison, the convictions were dropped due to police misconduct. And earlier this year, the city of Detroit paid Sanford $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit that claimed Sanford's rights were violated by police. Michigan State Police said two other men were responsible for those killings. Well, yesterday, Sanford gave back through his nonprofit Innocent Dreams. It was a free gas giveaway for single mothers and seniors at a BP gas station on 94 and East Otter Drive on Detroit's east side. $40 per car, up to $25,000.
We in tough times right now, so I'm just trying to do everything I can to try to give back and to relieve some stress. You got to think about it. Like the elderly people, they got to pick between gas, rent, or their medicine.
Even though Sanford lost 10 years of his early life, now as a grown man, he says he has no hard feelings against the city.
The city had my back when I went through everything that I've been through, so why not have the city back, you know, when the city is going through different things. So.
Now, over 600 cars were blessed with $40 in gas, and many of the single moms and seniors said Sanford just made their day, made them feel like they were the most important people in the world. And by the way, Sanford, Paul W., also gave out $5,000 in Walmart gift cards and free food as well. Next week, he says, he'll be giving away 5 free cars to single mothers. So stay tuned for that.
That really is a heartwarming story. I mean, can any of us say that if we spend 10 years in prison for something we did not do, gave up 10 years of our life, we'd come out with such a big heart and helping other people rather than being angry and bitter?
Yeah.
Hard to say.
He says he could be angry. And he said many people would say you have the right to be angry. You lost 10 years of your life. He says that anger just eats you up inside and it blocks his blessings. And he's being blessed.
He's right.
He wants to bless others.
So. I wish I could be so smart. Yeah, he's right. Hey, quickly, and you may have said this, but the convictions were dropped at the request of the great Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, who cited police misconduct instead of this guy coming forward and confessing, this hitman confessing that he actually did it. Mm-hmm. But she cited police misconduct. What was that about?
Yeah, it was one of the officers coerced or basically, you know, made him say this. According to Deontay Sanford, he said, you know, the officer basically told him what to say and put that down. And then, you know, he had to sign it. And, you know, his attorney did not really fight back. He had bad representation and it just kind of went downhill after that. He was 14.
I was going to say the kid's 14. I don't even know how it comes to that. But 14 years old. clearly, what do you call it when they assign an attorney to you? It was, you know, one of those things, no doubt. He wasn't out there hiring the best attorney.
Oh, absolutely.
And he obviously didn't get the best attorney.
It was appointed attorney.
Yeah. What is that called? Public defender. Thank you, Ann. Yeah. It's sadly, it that's the luck of the draw at that point. I'm not saying all public defenders are bad, and a lot of really good lawyers help out by doing that, but it's not always the case. This is one of those places in law where you say you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could have just went away and lived a happy life and, you know, but he's going to continue to give, he says, because his community needs him and they had his back, you know, not just Detroit, but he said really all over the country. People came, you know, to his aid. He said when he got out of, you know, jail, he had nothing. He had a GoFundMe page and people gave money so he could, you know, just get necessities. And so he says, I owe them something for that. They had my back. I'm going to have theirs.
Well, God bless him. Mm. And I hope he's got somebody helping him with that $7.5 million settlement, because he's going to need to have some people, some guidance. We all would.
If he has a nonprofit, you know, I'm sure somebody's helping him.
Somebody already told him about that, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Very good, Lloyd. Here's a story you might want to look up. Did you hear about the two doctors in California?
Is this a joke?
No. Two doctors walk into a bar. No, this is okay. This is not a joke. Okay. It's a pretty serious problem here. Okay. A California radiologist says he has video evidence of his wife, also a doctor, a dermatologist, spiking his drinks with dangerous household chemicals on multiple occasions. After he developed internal injuries, he hid cameras in the kitchen and sees her pouring Drano in his lemonade.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Just get divorced.
Boy,
it's real easy in this country. You just go. You go to the judge. You go to the court. You say, "I'm done," and they say, "Okay." Probably too easily, but that's the point. You don't have to kill.
Well, she's either really, really mad, really upset, or, you know, he has a great insurance policy.
Maybe that. You know, I hadn't thought about it. I should have thought about that. An insurance policy. It's all about the money. Always follow the money.
My brother always says it's about the loot.
Mm-hmm. It is about it. Or as I think it was JP always said, it's not the money, it's the amount.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
That is true.
Well, there you are. She should go to prison forever. I doubt she will. On tape, they have a picture of a screenshot of the tape. She's busy opening a bottle of Drano in the kitchen and pouring it into his lemonade.
The cameras are everywhere. Everybody has a camera. I wouldn't try that and think I would get away with it.
Well, that's good to know that if you are ever going to try to murder someone, you'll make sure there are no cameras around, Lloyd. Oh, that was illuminating, Lloyd. And Lloyd just got married. So, we're out of time. We got to go. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul.
We love you. Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst. Hey, coming up, some folks from just down the hall. We're going to say hi to Aaron Goose Seller and Renee Vitelli from our morning show next door at New Country 93.1. We're going to learn more about Drake Milligan, the guy who was stunningly good on America's Got Talent last night as we were there watching and voting for Ava Swiss from Oxford. Stay with us. It's 7:44 at 760 WJR.